This is 848 on Chicago Public Radio. I'm Steve Edwards. We have a lot ahead in this edition of 848, including a conversation with the latest winner of the Richard H. Driehaus Architecture Prize. But first, immigration activists from the Chicago area and the rest of the nation are converging on Capitol Hill this morning. They're arriving in Washington to lend their voices to the simmering debate over illegal immigration. The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to consider several major immigration bills today. One would significantly toughen enforcement provisions to crack down on the number of people who come to the United States illegally each year. Another bill would allow illegal immigrants to apply for temporary workers' permits for up to 5 years, and still another would allow such immigrants to apply for citizenship after working for 6 years. The Senate debate over these measures follows a series of massive immigrant rights protests in Chicago, Los Angeles, and other cities, and it comes as key players on Capitol Hill consider their own election prospects in 2006 and in 2008. Barry Chiswick is a distinguished professor of economics at the University of Illinois, Chicago, and an expert on immigration issues, and he's with us now by phone from London. Professor Chiswick, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
My pleasure.
What's interesting now, as we've just watched over the past several weeks, this issue seems to have reached a boiling point, but it's not a new issue. So why are we talking about it in such intense terms this year?
Well, a number of things have come together. One is that the labor markets are getting tighter, and so employers are getting increasingly concerned about a workforce, especially low-skilled workers. There was movement towards immigration reform just prior to September 11, and the events of September 11, 01 took it off the agenda, and now it is returning. And there's also increasing frustration in the large segments of the American public with the absence of enforcement of the immigration laws that are currently on the books.
Yeah, it seems that the one thing that all sides can agree on is that the current system is broken. So how did we get here to this situation today with our immigration laws?
Well, one of the most important acts was the 1986 Immigration Reform and Control Act, and that had two features. One was to grant amnesty to illegal aliens, and about 3 million got amnesty under that law. And the other part of the act was to introduce for the first time penalties against employers who knowingly hire illegal aliens. And the idea was that the amnesty would wipe the slate clean and the employer sanctions would keep the slate clean. But employer sanctions were never enforced. There was no political will to enforce them. And the amnesty then encouraged more illegal immigration. And without any serious enforcement of the law, the illegal alien population just continued to grow.
Help me understand the politics surrounding the enforcement on the employment side of the situation. What was going on that prevented the enforcement provisions from really being implemented?
Employers who hire low-skilled workers, particularly illegal aliens, didn't want the law enforced because this was a cheap source of labor for them. It was an important issue for them, but for other employers, it was a less important issue. And as often the case, vested interests carry the day in the political debate. And the other aspect is, you know, the guy next door is an illegal alien. He's a nice guy. He mows his lawn. He has a nice family. Politicians only lose when the immigration authorities apprehend this family and deport them from the country. So there really is an absence of will to enforce the law. There's a lot of talk given about enforcing it at the border, but the border, in truth, is a sieve. Anybody who's apprehended at the Mexican border is sent back across the border and can try again the next day, the next week, until the person is successful.
The bill that was backed by Wisconsin Representative James Sensenbrenner in the House that is making its way to the Senate is the bill that sparked so much widespread protest in cities like Chicago and L.A. That calls for significantly tougher restrictions at the border specifically and other penalties. If, in fact, that bill were to be passed and implemented as it's currently drafted, what effect would that really have then on the flow of illegal immigrants across the border?
Well, I don't think it would have much of an effect. the border is a sieve. Putting up a fence might slow things down, but that would just move the flow to areas along the border where the fence doesn't exist. And if history is a guide, I think there will be a lack of political will to enforce immigration law in what's called the interior, away from the border. And unless there's interior enforcement, border enforcement is by itself is not going to substantially stem the flow of illegal aliens.
So where do you see immigration policy moving in the future then?
Well, I think the immigration policy is going to move in the direction of additional amnesties. The guest worker programs that people are talking about or earned legalization are really disguised forms of amnesty, but nobody wants to use the word amnesty. But I also see greater interest in expanding immigration opportunities for high-skilled workers. This is not something that's been talked about in the current immigration debate, but it should be. And I think in the future it will be, because the United States is losing out to Canada, Australia, and Western Europe in attracting high-skilled immigrants.
And why is that the case? Just because we restrict the numbers who can come in?
Well, we restrict the numbers who can come in, and there's a strong political pressure to have immigration policy focused on family members as distinct from focusing on the skills that workers could bring to the United States. The people who have or are living in the United States who want to bring their relatives to this country have become a very potent political force. And they use the humanitarian argument and the argument that you don't want to separate families to put pressure on Congress to keep family relationships the primary determinant of who can legally immigrate to the United States.
Well, Professor Chiswick, very quickly before I let you go then, in light of the politics of this, it seems that politicians on all sides are doing a fairly delicate dance. So what's at stake for Democrats and Republicans as they consider the legislation on the table this week?
Well, one of the interesting features of the immigration policy debate is that you have Republicans on both sides of the issue, and you even have Democrats on both sides of the issue. This is a political issue that cuts across conventional party lines, cuts across conventional ideologies associated with the Republicans and Democrats.
Barry Chiswick is a distinguished professor of economics at the University of Illinois, Chicago. He's an expert on immigration issues. Professor Chiswick, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We greatly appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you.